Alright, hello and welcome back to another episode of Kirby Fury, your Daily Brawl Stars podcast. I'm your host, Quest, and I'm back in the episode. 25,072 trophies as of today. So yeah, not much playing. I mean, didn't have quests, so I typically don't play as much on no quest days. And yeah, in the shop, if you're max, you'll have nothing but Shark Leon, Loaded Rico. Assuming, I suppose I could have some skins that are in the shop, but yeah, taking a look. Yeah, you can also get 520 power points for 89 gems. Pretty good price, if you ask me. And yeah, popping back over to my main. So yeah, so that's all that. And today I'm going to be talking about Knockout, because it's a fun mode, but it obviously needs some improvement, some quick changes before it goes. Assuming it does go permanent, before it goes permanent. And yeah, so. Oop. And yeah, so one of the main problems. Okay, so there are a couple main problems I'm going to address, and I might get to some smaller ones later. It depends on how we're doing on time. And yeah, the two big main problems are, number one, it gets kind of really defensive. Like, there's nothing wrong with having a defensive game. Like, gym grab, it happens. But in gym grab, the second you get one gem, you don't retreat, right? You have to at least put up a fight and, fight for that win or fight, you know. So, I mean, that one's kind of tough to solve, but I'm sure it's possible. I'm sure Supercell can figure it out. And then the second one is... the maps. It's just the maps in general. And yeah, the maps one I've already covered. So it's basically just map making competition or make better maps. And so yeah, not much to talk about there. So let's talk about the first issue. And in my opinion, there are a few ways you can go about it. It's solving it, and I'm gonna start with like the worst idea I had and work my way to the best. First up is maps. Like, I know I've just been talking about maps, but if you could somehow find a way to change the maps to make them harder to fall back, but yeah, that won't work very well, because at that point you have two options. You either make the map to like a spring trap into the mid whenever you a spring trap to the mid with no way to get back, or you just have to, go ahead and make it really difficult to get around, but that's just gonna make it, like, really difficult and annoying to get there in the first place. So, I mean, it's like, I don't think that's a viable option for Supercell to pick. So, yeah. Yeah, and it's really a tough thing, because two open maps, and you're going to have kind of not enough conflict, if you almost get what I mean. Like, people will be staying back, they'll be picking long-range brawlers, and they're not going to want to engage. But, I mean, if you get too closed in of a map, I guess is the right word... you're gonna have more conflicts, and it's gonna be easier to fall back. So yeah, that's that. So I don't think going about changing the maps is the correct way to do this. So next up, we've pretty much got one option from here on out. We gotta change how the core gameplay works, and this is probably what's gonna happen, in my opinion. So yeah, there are a few things they could do. If you're winning, you obviously want to play super defensive, right? And at that point, it's kind of hard to get a chance, especially if you have some sort of thrower on your team. I've had a few thoughts. The first one is, make tiebreakers kick in no matter how many different amounts of players are on each team. So this wouldn't completely solve it, obviously, because if you have the tiebreaker advantage, you would just play super defensively. But at least you wouldn't give, oh, we instantly got a 3v2, let's retreat. And that could happen if, like, you know you've got a lot of damage, but a lot of times players aren't going to risk that because they don't know for sure. So, I think that might be a pretty good way to go about it, like, and change some of it without, like, completely changing up the mode. I think that's, like, the main way I would go about it. I can't think of any other real good options just because, there isn't much you can play. A change. It's a simple game mode. So, I mean, what else is there to say? Talking about playing the defensively, though, of course you have, like, things you can change, like, rope fences, I guess. I didn't discuss that because you can't get behind cover easily. Yeah, that's an option. Or you could just make it a draw in general if neither team's players get completely wiped out after a minute. And yeah, it is possible to get a draw. You just have to take no damage or receive no damage for a minute. So, yeah, of course, or the same amount of damage, I suppose, but that's like 10 times more like unlikely. So, yeah. I could see I could see that being a good change to make. Other than that, I really think this mode is just its downfall is its maps. I mean, I feel like it's a great mode. Like, why didn't they do this sooner almost? I mean, it feels like it probably wasn't too hard to implement. It's really fun. And I just really like how it prioritizes skill over RNG and, like, game mechanics and etc. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying Knockout. So, I'm glad to see it. I hope it stays and, yeah. I really hope Supercell, I mean, like, obviously a few changes are going to be made, and maybe I'm missing a couple problems. Like, one of the other problems I can come up with is maybe healing brawlers are slightly too overpowered, but I don't think that's a problem to worry about right now. And besides, I've already suggested that we see some modifiers in this. So maybe half healing or no healing modifier would be a good fit for this game mode. Yeah, I've still got a couple things to talk about, so I'm gonna have to figure something out. I suppose I could just keep rambling about how much I like Knockout, but that just is gonna get boring quickly. So yeah, other than that, it seems like it's kind of a stale meta, like, depending on, I suppose this depends on the map too. But, like, it's just, like, Brawler's, like, I say it's a stale meta. We've had it for, like, a week. But I could easily see it becoming a stale meta. So, yeah, maybe we need, yeah, I guess better maps will still be solved by better maps. Yeah, I mean, of course, good brawlers are always going to dominate, so there isn't much to say about that. The main problem with the game mode, I guess, is just the defensiveness. I mean, yeah, maybe the tiebreaker thing needs to be changed. Maybe there needs to be a new tiebreaker. Like, I could maybe see the number of players being alive still being a deciding factor. But maybe it needs to be, yeah, maybe at a point it just needs, I'm coming up with a new solution here. Maybe after 30 seconds, it needs to just go into, like, sudden death. Like, next player to die loses. And yeah, or here's a good idea. all the players' max health is like slowly lowered. So like it promotes more aggressive gameplay, makes teams, you know, want to go for each other instead of just camping. And yeah, I feel like that would be a cool idea to slowly lower each team's health. Although I suppose that could be confusing and could possibly be countered by rough star power. But I don't think that would be a real big issue. All they have to do is just find the way. Obviously, you could ignore the roughs, or you could just get rid of it. Get rid of healing. Or maybe they could just disable it. Yeah. So I think a different sudden death could be, or like a sudden death feature. I feel like that could be a good idea. Yeah, I'm probably gonna wrap this up here. So Discord is in the link in the description. Club's link in the description. Question out. See ya.
Don't mess with my crew.